What's the best way to ensure treatment for drug and alcohol issues on a national level, and how does Australia fare on that front? A new report has been released by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare showing 130,000 people sought help in publicly funded clinics in the last financial year. My next guest says, while it's great that so many people are seeking help, up to 500,000 people aren't able to access the treatment that they need. Nadine Ezard is a clinical director of alcohol and drug services at Sydney's St Vincent Hospital and joins us tonight. Nadine, welcome.
Good evening, PK.
So what are these 500,000 people doing if they aren't able to access treatment?
I think you'll find a lot of your listeners will have some of these people at home or in their families or in their entourage or may even themselves be wishing that they could get treatment. And we're just not getting treatment out to people that want it or need it, where they want it and where they want it. One of the biggest concerns for us is alcohol. Alcohol is the most commonly used drug in this community. It's the most the drug with the most harm in the community, and certainly the majority of those treatment episodes that you just mentioned were for alcohol. But we know that the treatment delays are up to 20 years. So from when someone first starts having problems with alcohol use to when they get treatment, that's a long time, 20 years, to actually have harm to yourself or your family or your community. And we're just not meeting the needs of people. And if you ask most people in the community, what is treatment for alcohol use disorder or any drug use disorder for that matter? Most people will say, oh, detox and rehab. So this idea that you need to actually stop using that drug completely and preferably go away somewhere away from your family and your supports. And that's not true. There are a range of treatments that can be available from low-level harm reduction or brief interventions through to medical treatments with pharmacotherapy. We estimate that less than 1% of people who could benefit from a medication treatment, a pharmacotherapy for alcohol, are actually getting it at the moment. So there's a whole range of treatments that people can have in their homes, in their communities, in a much more timely fashion and less imposing than just going away to a residential rehabilitation. Not to say that's not useful for many people. Certainly many people do find that useful, but it's not the only treatment. We need to be offering that to everybody, particularly people in rural and regional areas and also Aboriginal communities. We know that services need to be developed by communities for communities, and it's not happening at the moment. And we're calling on all governments to come together and develop some kind of coordinated strategic plan, national and state, to cover all sectors of the health service delivery system. And we've made some estimates and suggesting that a modest investment would be $1.2 billion to meet the need of those 500,000 people.
So clearly lots of people not getting the help they need. So what are they just kind of turned away, or the help is just not appropriate to their level of drug or alcohol issue? Is that the issue?
There are a number of issues. So one of the issues, certainly when I talk to people, say, let's talk about, for example, methamphetamine. Some of the people that I speak to that come seeking treatment for methamphetamine use disorder, they say to me, I didn't recognise myself in those images that I saw on the television. I'm not that scary, scratchy person. Therefore, I don't deserve treatment, or I don't need treatment, or you've got nothing to offer for me. So there's this idea that people need to be very severe before they come for treatment. And also the idea of stigma, that people are ashamed to talk about what's going on for them or for their family members. So there's some of the barriers of that coming forward. But also where to go, how to navigate the system, where to get help, where to ask for help. And if you do actually dare to come into a treatment setting and you don't get the kind of care that you need, then that might put you off for another 5 or 10 years. So we need to be coordinating those kind of cares and helping people navigate the system in a much more streamlined way.
Nadine, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, PK.